July 14, Perfect Faith. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. God is a very present help in time of need. If you will put your trust in Him, He will make His goodness pass before you. He will lead you by His counsel, His Holy Spirit, His providences, the teachings of His Word. All will be agencies in instructing you and leading you in the way of the Lord. God's promise to you is, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5. Therefore you may say with humility, yet with firm confidence, this God is my God forever and ever. I am instructed to say to you, trust not in self, but trust in God. This is the measure by which we are judged in the sight of heaven, our faith in God. Seek earnestly to work the works of God. Ever maintain the simplicity of true godliness. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. Proverbs 8:36. Study the Scriptures, for there is nothing that will so firmly establish your faith in God or your belief in His truth as this. If you will have faith in God, you cannot fail of coming out victorious. Do not speak of trials and discouragements. Look away from these things to Christ. Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. John 1:29. You are the purchase of His blood. Do not disappoint the one who gave His life that you might be an overcomer. He was tempted in every point that you and I can be tempted on, and in order to resist, He spent whole nights in prayer and communion with His Father. Christ did not leave this world until He had made it possible for every soul to live a life of perfect faith and obedience, to have a perfect character. Christ has made it possible for you to practice His life. You have His precious words in the Bible. Believe in them. Carry out their teachings. Never doubt the Word of God. This Word, if received into your life, will refine and sanctify you and increase your usefulness. It is your privilege to help those who need help, to speak words of encouragement to those who need encouragement. Bear in mind that you are to show to the world the light of the glory of God. Letter 206, July 14, 1908, a personal testimony.